Welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, June 24th, 2017. It's Season 11, Episode 24. I'm Scott.
And I'm Matt.
That's it. I mean, might as well be done.
All right, let's go home.
Yeah, let's do it. That's all. RJ not here with us this weekend, but he will be back with us next weekend. However, Matt will not be back with us next weekend.
Because I'll be stormtroopering.
Unfortunately, I will be here every single time you tune in.
Till the end of time.
Sometimes it feels that way. Sometimes it really does feel that way. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228. That number again, 334-272-9228. Go to ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter. There's a link there at our website, ingamechat.net. Or just, you know, hit us up at ingamechat. There's also Facebook. We're there. Email us, everyone, at ingamechat.net. Not enough people are doing that. In fact, no one is doing that. Everyone at ingamechat.net. I don't know why. Just send us an email. Moltal, you can ask us video questions, man.
We get lonely.
Yeah, send us an email. Tell us what you think of the show, if we should change it up, if you like what we're doing, if you want to ask questions about things, if you want to suggest a topic, you can do it that way as well. We are streaming right now on Twitch. All you have to do is go to twitch.tv, type up in-game chat in the little search box up at the top, and you can find us. Watch the show live while we broadcast, and you'll be able to join the chat room with everybody in there live while we broadcast as well. Mozgus asks, has James been on this year? He has. He was on with us for two episodes, one to talk about Prey, which is originally when we were going to open up some of these loot crates that I've got. But with him in and everything, we were like, nah, we'll just go the whole time talking Prey. And then he came back and did a pre-E3 thing with us. But work has swallowed him up again, so it's unlikely we'll see him until later in the year, if at all. So thanks for the question. See, you ask questions, we answer the question right here on the show. So why not? Why not ask us whatever you want to ask? 334-272-9228 is the number for that. Like I said, no RJ here. We do have loot crates we're going to open up later on in the show. We've only got So we're kind of behind. So these are old loot crates. In fact, I've got the new loot crate still at home. We'll probably open that one up next weekend. But this is like last month's loot crate, last month's loot pets. I've got two loot anime boxes.
And I think you said you were going to wait for the anime for RJ.
Yeah, I mean, between the two of us, yeah. We're clueless.
Mm-hmm. It'd be like loot sports. Well, I don't know.
I mean, completely clueless. So RJ knows better than that. So we're going to open up that next week with him and whatever else comes in between the week now and then. So, so we got that going on. We've got not really much more of E3 to break down on. I mean, we've pretty much hit everything that we could last week, going over everything. And Moltal joined us for that episode to talk about it.
You know, real quick about E3, that Mario Odyssey video.
Yeah.
I was watching this, you know, sort of like a commentary. I forget who it was, maybe Cracked or something like that. But they were talking about it, you know, about how the trailer that they showed, how instead of before when you had the power up like the Leaf, or, you know, the frog or the Tanuki suit, whatever, that would, you know, give you the power.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's the hat that you throw, and all of a sudden, you know, you get the mustache and to be a T-Rex or a Bullet Bill, right? And they're like, what if all this time Mario hasn't been Mario? He's been possessed by the hat.
Well, I would say that, except for the opening of the game introduces us to this hat.
Okay.
This brand new hat of his. And its original form is a top hat.
Ah.
So when Mario's, and so I get what you're saying.
I haven't seen that footage of the original. Yeah. Because like that would have been interesting if like all this time Mario's been possessed.
Yeah, I know. Somebody did make a fantastic theory about the end game, and I would maybe it was on a NeoGAF thread. I can't remember. And the next comment was like, I simultaneously hope that you did and did not spoil the ending to the game. Because he said, okay, what if at the end, because Bowser has a hat as well.
Okay.
What if at the end, both of you throw your hats at each other, and then you control Bowser.
And Bowser controls you?
And Bowser controls Mario, and you have to kill Mario as Bowser to beat the game.
To beat Bowser, you must kill yourself.
But, yeah, whatever the case is. But that's
weird.
Yeah.
That would be...
a complete switch up, right?
Yeah.
Totally switched up.
I don't see Nintendo doing that.
You're playing as Bowser to defeat evil Mario, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
There's been evil Marios. Not necessarily Warios, but there's been evil Marios.
Yeah.
There was the Mario in... and it goes back to the same open world Mario aspect, but Sunshine mm-hmm. had a...
Shadow Mario or something?
Yeah, like it's all chromey and stuff.
Yeah.
And he was... You screwing everything up that you were doing. So it was like a negative Mario. So, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. It's a fantastic idea. And even if it does spoil it ahead of time, like, this is great.
Yeah.
So I'm looking, God, I'm really looking forward to that game.
But, I mean, you could, all right.
A lot of it.
So you could, lack of a better word, possess, mm-hmm. you know, through the hat.
Which, for whatever reason, Nintendo issued a thing saying he does not possess people.
Uh-huh.
I know, because everybody was saying possess. That's how
that's
we...
That's what it looks like it's doing.
That's exactly how
T-Rex has the hat and the mustache. It's Mario, and you're controlling it. That's
how the culture has come to describe exactly what it is he's doing.
Yeah.
He's possessing them. So, and I don't think Nintendo's going to be able to let that... to be able to change that.
Yeah.
It caught on too quick,
uh-huh.
and now it's going to be, yeah, just... In strategy guides and YouTube videos, it's always going to be the guy saying
possess this thing,
possess it, and then you can and then you move on. So,
but so you could possess bullet bills.
Yes, you can. That helps you number one to knock out blocks that mm-hmm. are whatever. You can't do it alone, and also get you across large gaps.
Which okay, jump. I could see that bullet bills. I guess you know theoretically have been shown to be sentient in a way because they got the face and the arms and the you know. Someone said like that you could possess a fireball from the from one of the piranha plants.
You can possess a fireball. I don't necessarily know that it's from. I don't know that it's from a piranha plant.
Okay.
But you can possess a fireball.
So that's just that's interesting because like it'd be one thing.
Or
if
I've seen him as a fireball anyway.
Yeah, it's one thing if you're Mario and you're hatting,
Hatting? Is that what you called it?
Yeah, hatting.
You're hatting?
You know, you're hatting a T-Rex, which is a creature, or a person, or a Goomba. You know, all those are somewhat, creatures, mm-hmm. But a fireball is just a fireball. So that's kind of, maybe we're trying to dive too deep into the...
Oh, we probably, I think we completely are.
Existential, ramifications of,
Well, you can take control of a taxi cab.
Yeah.
You know? I saw one that had a Mario hat on it, and the front of the grill had a mustache. And so you were a taxi cab.
Is that how we get cars from Pixar?
No. But Pixar was first.
Yeah.
But no, that's, you can possess it. I don't know what the limitations are to what you can possess.
I mean, like, is it ridiculous? Like a building?
Nintendo politely requests you call Super Mario Odyssey's hat power capturing, not possessing.
Yeah. I like hatting.
See, so. That's the thing. Multiles, like I would think, is Mario playing as Bowser. You could just jump off a cliff to a similar... But that's not the case, because if you jump off... So here's the thing.
It's you, even though you're
right.
Capturing...
So when you throw a hat onto...
a Goomba.
Onto a Goomba,
mm-hmm.
and then you jump off a cliff, then you die. You know?
That would make sense.
You don't kill the...
Because if you jump off the cliff, you die.
Right. So
whether it's your avatar or the Goombas.
Right. The Goomba dies and you die with it.
Yes.
That you lose a life. So if you are possessing Bowser and you jump off a cliff, then you die. Then Bowser is Mario and he could just throw his hat on whatever else and become other things. He's Bowser. Whatever. I know we're nerdy diving into this thing and we shouldn't be doing that, but we haven't played any of it and we don't know much about it.
Can you imagine like Bowser possessing Mario and being like, "Hey, Princess Peach, it's a me, Bowser. I mean Mario."
Nah, he already steals her all
that
the time.
But see, then he wouldn't be stealing because she'd think it'd be him.
Nah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Again, we're nerd diving into this. Yes. And we shouldn't be doing that because we have no idea on the stipulations of things. We have no idea on the consequences of things. And people listening right now are changing the channel.
Anyways.
Not that they don't do it every week at around this time on this station, but yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I'm really excited for that game. I'm very excited
for that. The Switch needs a good game.
They got them. Zelda's a great game.
Oh, it is. But I'm playing. Are you playing on the Switch? Well, you are.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, because I never played it on the Wii U.
See, I'm playing that on the Wii U as well.
I know. You're not playing Deluxe.
Nah, whatever. It's still so, Mario Kart 8.
Yeah, but do you have. Did you. I'm gonna watch how I phrase this, folks. Did you buy all the DLC?
No, I did not.
See, I'm playing with all the DLC. Yeah, all the extra characters, the DLC, and there's two. I think there's two special characters that came with the deluxe version.
Just for the deluxe.
Yeah, but it's just two characters or whatever.
Yeah.
I love Mario Kart 8 Deluxe because I haven't played a Mario Kart game since I think Mario Kart DS, not 7. But DS, whenever that was released.
Oh, yeah.
So that goes back before we had 3DS. That goes
yeah,
back to
that
the
was
DS.
Just the original DS. That mm-hmm. was a lot of fun.
I never played it on the Wii or the Wii U. So, yeah, it was nice to jump back in there with that. But, yeah, I mean, they've got Zelda. ARMS, I don't know how well ARMS is doing, but that's like their next big one. ARMS seems like that's going to be a nice little tournament-type game. And their next game coming out next month looks like another one that's going to do that as well. They've got a AAA title releasing every single month. It started with ARMS this week, or last week, actually. It started with ARMS. Next month is Splatoon 2,
yeah,
which will be big for them. Mm-hmm. It'll be great. I don't suspect that thing will have any problem making sales
yeah.
and reaching anything. In August, they have that, and here's another odd one. Not that I'm necessarily excited for it. I'm very interested in it, more interested than I ever thought I would be. At the announcement until I actually saw gameplay. The Mario Rabbids.
Yes.
That game.
When you just hear it on paper or the title, you're like, okay.
Yeah, even seeing some of the key art that they had for it, I was not necessarily interested. It looked horrible.
Yeah.
But then the gameplay comes out and it's XCOM.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, all right. I'm done.
I understand.
Okay.
That's XCOM.
We'll do that. Yeah. Sure. We'll do that. Yeah, that's fine. So that comes out in August. And then I don't know what hits in September, but I know that October is when Odyssey hits. So they're sitting pretty good. And also in September is when we get Metroid 2.
Yeah.
For the 3DS.
That is what I'm really looking forward to.
By the way, Moltal, I'm jealous of you because you live in an area where you can get the special edition of Metroid 2 for the 3DS.
Is that just European?
So far, it's just European.
Mm.
And that looks to be the case. I've already hit up a friend of mine who also does other podcasts, by the way, Chris O'Regan.
Okay.
He sent us a birthday message many, many, many moons ago. Mm-hmm. That was really funny and great. I see him at every PAX I go to. He got me the Uncharted remaster collection, whatever, the Uncharted Nathan Drake collection.
Yeah.
That Europe only had a steelbook for.
Okay.
Not here in the States. So he got me that. He's going to be picking this up for me as well.
Yeah, that
the steelbook is shaped in a Game Boy cartridge.
Yeah, the original Game Boy cart.
It is fantastic.
Yeah,
I love it. So,
kudos for that.
So yeah, I have for almost the entire length of the Wii U's lifespan, I really had nothing great to say about it until. Towards the end, when I could say, look at all these games it has.
Yes.
You know? It took it the end of its life cycle to have anything worth talking about.
Yeah.
Bayonetta 2.
Breath of the Wild.
Mario Kart 8 at the time, although Deluxe now, I would say, is, you know, they'll go for not Breath of the... No, no, no. Don't even take Breath of the Wild there. I mean, it's good to have on there. It's
yeah,
the
it
last
is.
Game for the Wii U. But even before that, yeah. I was singing its praises because of the lineup that it had. DK Tropical Freeze. I know I'm forgetting one. Oh, Wind Waker HD.
Yeah.
Bayonetta 2 exclusively on there.
Even the Twilight Princess. I want to, you know, finally go back through and.
They did do the remaster of Twilight Princess on there, or an HD version, or yeah. something like that for the Twilight Princess on Wii U. They had. I am leaving out so much stuff, and I hate that, but
the Resident Evil Revelation.
No, I'm trying to think of what the other things were that I was really looking forward to on the Wii U. And now I can't. There's like a stack of games I can see in my head. Mario 3D World maybe was another one that was on that list. So it's a good bunch of games, a good bunch of games that they had toward, but it took them to the end of the life cycle to get there.
Yeah,
it really did. And so, you know, but here I am, first year. Look at the first year of the Switch. Look at everything you're getting for the first year of the Switch.
Metroid Prime 4.
No, that's not the. I don't think that'll be the first year.
You don't think they'll squeak it in the end of the year?
Not this year, no.
Okay.
No. That's a 2018 title.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Like Nintendo put out their timeline for the rest of the year, and Metroid 4 was not on that timeline.
Okay.
So
I am glad that we're getting it.
We are getting it, and it'll be next year at some point. If it'll be, you know, around March when the system hits 1 year old, I don't know. It probably won't. They'll probably save that for an E3 thing and kind of, I don't know what else they got planned, but they'll probably save it for that. But seriously, the first year of that console has some really great games for it. And I understand, I'm going to try and play Lethal Migraine for a moment. And I understand that I can point to other consoles that have had fantastic first years with exclusives and great things and probably a lot more games on it that you'd want to play. So, but the bar, this is kind of like when I was told to give a review of the new Transformers movie. I was like, well, okay, first off,
set
that bar really low. I've seen all of them in the theater, so I was going to see this one too.
Yeah, true.
I like Michael Bay. You know that.
I know.
You know I'm a fan of his.
I know.
So, I am self-aware of what that means. Yeah. I am self-aware of the reaction I get from when I tell people this. So I understand, but the bar is set pretty low from the Wii U, you know? So to look at what the Nintendo Switch is doing now, no, it's not hitting the bar of other consoles, but it is...
It's raising.
It's very much higher than where I would be at the Wii U at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the Wii U's first year. Let's look at the Switch's first year.
I don't even remember what Wii U's first year.
Zombie U, I think, is the only thing I can remember on that.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Let's see. Lethal Migraine says, you could offer me your Switch for free, and I would turn you down. No interest in Nintendo-only handhelds. What was that?
Was that your microphone?
I don't know what that was.
I don't know.
That was weird. Huh. No, I mean, I, you know.
It's the spirit.
I'm totally fine with my, I enjoy my Switch. In fact, I can't think of anything else I would, like, I got a Wii U, you know, and I wanted to put some custom firmware on that thing, and I did, and then I did nothing with it, and then I got a Switch.
Yeah.
I
picked up an amiibo yesterday.
Is your first amiibo?
Oh no.
Oh okay.
No.
How many amiibos you got? We haven't talked about this. What do you got for amiibos wise?
I got the I missed out on the 30th anniversary 8-bit Link. I should have got that one. I saw it once and I didn't pick it up.
Yeah.
And I'm regretting that because I really want that. I have the Mario 30th. I mean the 8-bit Mario.
Okay, I got that.
Yeah. I've got the one I picked up yesterday was the Majora's Mask.
Okay. Was that the Amazon exclusive?
That would be Best Buy.
That was the Best Buy exclusive.
Yes.
Yeah.
The GameStop one was the Twilight Princess, I believe. Mm-hmm.
They went pretty quick from what I understand.
Yeah. But they weren't out, and I went into Best Buy, and I'm like, hey, you guys got this? And, you know, I didn't see it on the shelf, and, like, it was in the back. They hadn't, you know, they were keeping them in the back. I'm like, uh-huh.
Wow, nice. So, I have, you know, I have
this one gives you the Fierce Deity mask, you know, the outfit and sword.
I have, I have Pac-Man. Samus, 8-bit Mario, Toon Link.
Okay.
Not the
from Wind Waker, right?
It's the Wind Waker Link, but it's from
the one with him and Zelda.
No.
That's where he's running.
I think so. It's from the original output of Amiibos. Whenever they did that, from ever how long ago. It's that one. And then I picked up Yarn Yoshi. Yarn Yoshi was the one. All the others, because I don't use these. All of the others, I totally forgot to clap again. I'll catch that later. all the others that I have kept in boxes because I have no use for them other than as like, here's a, you
here's
know,
a cute little, yeah.
I like the characters of them.
Yeah.
But Yarn Yoshi was the one I opened up because I wanted to transfer my profile and everything that was on my 3DS over to my Switch.
Okay.
So it would capture all my friends list and everything else, and it would move everything over. So that's the only reason I used him, so I could get him off my 3DS and put it on my Switch.
Hmm.
So that's what I used it for. And I pre-ordered the speaking of Mario Odyssey, I pre-ordered the three, whatever, Mario, Peach, and Bowser in the wedding outfits.
Okay.
Which is like what happens apparently in the Mario Odyssey.
Sure, why not?
He kidnaps her to get married to her. Yeah. So I know, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, I'm supposed to be surprised by this.
It makes complete sense in a Mario game. So yeah.
Yeah, I do want to maybe find that 8-bit Link. I like the way that they translate the 8-bit, you know, sprites into 3-dimensional.
If I remember, like Amazon, and you can remind me, but if I remember when I go to PAX in Seattle.
Yeah.
They have a lot of vendors out there, and I see Amiibos out the wazoo.
I mean, since it was a 30th anniversary, I don't want it to be like all, you know, because sometimes at vendors they jack prices up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like $45 for it.
And these might be jacked up. I don't know. I'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
I'm not big on the Wii. I'm not big on the Amiibo things.
I don't have many of them, but like I say, it's a select few.
They've got, you know, it depends on what they release, but it's a select few that I want, you know? Pac-Man. And to extend this further, the Funko Pop things.
Yeah.
That's a money sink I never wanted to get into. I could look at that and
I have a few.
I could see what something like that would do to me.
Oh, yeah.
I would fall into the hole.
Gotta collect them all.
Oh, God. So I stayed away from it until somebody for my birthday or Christmas, I can't remember, got me Pac-Man and one of the ghosts.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, crap. Which is good, because I'm okay with that. That's like the only one I would sit with, unless they made a Space Invaders collection or something.
Or get the other three, you know.
No. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, classic gaming is where I would start if I was going to collect that stuff. So Pac-Man is
Q-Bert.
Fine. Q-Bert, I think they have a Q-Bert.
Okay. Does he have the little, like, exclamations and...
No. I think on the box he does, but okay. I don't know. You'd have to look it up and see. Yeah. But yeah, so I'm collecting just the Pac-Mans, and I'm not doing it. I'm like, if somebody says, "What do you want for Christmas or birthday?" Here's something. That way, I don't ever have to go out there and get stuck in that hole. So
I don't think I've actually bought one. I've been given, TIE Pilots.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Frankenfurter.
See, man, your geekdom is not something I would want to be involved with.
Oh, it gets super expensive.
You know, I've seen our friend Mike's house and what he does with that stuff. I've seen the ways that they go into that stuff, the way that they're like, well, we can issue this, and then we can issue this one that has a different mark on the arm of the character, and it makes it completely different.
It's a variant. Oh, yes. Gotta buy the variant, yeah.
You know, I've seen how that works for that side.
One of my favorite ones I have a Robot Devil from Futurama.
Oh, okay.
Just because I love Robot Devil.
That's one of those Funko Pop things?
Yeah, have Funko Pop. Yeah, he's got the pitchfork and everything. And the only other one I want two more. I want Dale Cooper and Laura Palmer from Twin Peaks. Maybe Bob. Ooh, yeah. Okay,
see?
Three more.
Again.
I know. See, that's the thing.
Look at what you're doing.
Then we got the Golden Girls.
Yeah. Look at what you're doing.
Yeah,
not
I know.
Me. That's not gonna be me. I'm not gonna fall into that trap.
I know. I mean, like you said, if they're given to me as a present, then oh yeah, cool, Frankenfurter, a TIE pilot, yay.
Presents are fine. I just don't want to. I'm scared of what it might do to me.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, we've come up on the half hour mark here. We're gonna have to take a break. When we come back, I think we'll actually get
started on
the show.
That's what happens when RJ is not here to give us that look.
We got Destiny to talk about, and I really want to talk about Destiny, and I know Lee Meyer is like, oh, Destiny.
I know, yeah.
Trust me. Hey, Lethal, I'm going to be on your page because I'm not liking what Bungie is doing. We have a lot of complaints to talk about with Destiny, Bungie specifically. So we're going to go over some of that because we did not get to talk about that with our E3 show last week, and there's a lot of things that we kind of want to get off our chest. We kind of want to do a little complaining and agonizing over a few things because it's annoying of what they're doing. And we'll tell you about it when we come back. We've got more in-game chat after this. Coming up first, here's a song going back a ways.
Okay.
It's the theme song, apparently, for Parappa the Rapper. Jeez, Matt.
Yay! Kick punch into all the mind.
That's not the theme song.
No, I know. That's Chop Chop Master Onion Head.
That's what that is. So, anyway, we'll be back with more of in-game chat right after this. Here's Matt.
I have this whole soundtrack.
He's going to be...
I'm going to listen to it in the car.
Fangirling out here.
Heck yeah!
Look at that. His voice raised in pitch when he heard that.
It's not often you get to hear Parappa.
All right. Well, here we go. Yes, we'll be back with morning game chat after this. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. I'm Scott, along with Matt.
Howdy, howdy.
Yep. This is music, by the way, from Arkham Asylum. The end credits, actually. It's odd. The Arkham Asylum soundtrack has subtle hints of what we would know as, like, the main theme of the entire series type thing, but that doesn't really hit until Arkham City.
Yes.
Arkham City gets, like, that main theme for the Batman Arkham games. But you don't necessarily hear it in Arkham Asylum.
It's more subtle, like you said.
Yeah, there's just a few hints here and there, but...
Laying the groundwork.
Yeah. I really want to do a music show again.
I really want to go back and play those Arkham games.
I know. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Before we get started on the Destiny talk, we never talked about what we've been playing, if we've been playing anything. Matt, what about you? I know PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds.
Yeah, they had a sort of a performance update, and playing that last night. It's still crashing the desktop every now and then for a couple of us. Having a lot of fun with that. And other than that, decided to get back into Fallout 4.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, well, it's been a while. Forgot where I was, so I just rolled a new
character. Over, yeah.
And venturing out in the wasteland.
I had the same situation when I started back on Shadow of Mordor.
Okay.
Is that me or is that you?
I think that's you. Because I did not get a message.
I mean, that thing...
That was, like, loud.
Went nuts. Why is it so... It's on vibrate.
And boy, was it.
Yeah. I'm going to put it over. I'm gonna put it over here or something. I don't know. That's just...
Yeah, when you started Shadow of Mordor, you...
I started Shadow of Mordor, and I couldn't remember how to play. I know that counter is like Y, you know? I know it works a lot like the Arkham games, but there are so many other aspects to, like, there's Shadow Shot, Shadow Strike, there's...
Yeah.
Just all sorts of, and I just couldn't figure out the mechanics. So I started over.
And just go through the tutorials?
Yeah, I started over and started a new game, and within the first, like, 30 minutes of starting that new game, I'd figured everything out again.
Muscle memory starting to come back?
Yeah, so I closed that one, went back to my previous save,
okay,
started playing it again, and now I'm fine. This is a problem with me in open world games, and we talked about this, mm-hmm. is that I sometimes neglect the story to take care of all the side missions.
Side quests and everything.
They give me an area to work with, and I have this...
Oh, let me go smell the flowers over here.
...stupid desire to finish everything that they give me in that area.
Before you progress into the story.
The problem with that is that a lot of the things that I need to play the game the way they want you to play the game doesn't unlock until you play the story.
Mm-hmm.
To a certain extent. The story is still teaching you different aspects of how to play the game. And I didn't start moving on here until I started playing this thing again. It's been like 2 years now. And finally I got to the point where I could actually brand some of the orcs.
Yeah.
So that they fight for me.
Oh, okay. See, I haven't gotten that far yet. I'm like you.
I'm
wandering every which way.
I've been stuck. And did you know there's more than one map?
No.
I know.
I just thought it was the one.
No! There's more!
Okay.
You play a story mode that takes you in a new map, and then I was like, oh my god, I got more.
Oh, there's more stuff to do?
I've got more forge towers to unlock.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I was like looking at the map, and like, it's kind of small, but all right.
There's sure. a whole nother map.
That's why. I guess like Witcher 3.
I haven't even gotten out of the little village you start with on that one. I started to, but then I never went back to do it.
Because, you know, you have your main aisle, you know, main area, then there's a whole other map for that one as well.
Yeah. Well, no, it's just, that was my point, though, was that when I started playing this thing again, I said, you know what, let's just go through the story. Let's just get through this campaign, because that's really what I wanted to do. And I'll put them on hold. I just put them on the air. Now I'll put them back on hold.
We're just playing with their emotions. Like, hello. Oh, man.
I don't know who that is, but hang on the phone. We'll get to you in a minute. I'm going to guess it's Chris. I don't know where my money is, but I'm going to guess it's Chris. So as I was playing again, I said, you know, I'm tired of doing all these. I mean, there's still side stuff to do, but I said, let's move the story along and let's see what happens. Apparently, I had not gone very far in that story at all.
Yeah.
They were teaching me things. I now know how. Like, I didn't even get to the point. I was at somewhere where I could like ride the those little whatever those animal things are.
Oh yeah,
I can't remember what they're called. But I could ride those. However, there was a story progression that gives you a better idea of how to ride those things and a new mechanic that helps you to ride them. So there was that. There's so much that I had not uncovered. And as I started to play through it, it's like, all right, so I've unlocked more of the map. I'm playing through more of the story. I'm going to burn through this thing fast and get it. By the way, Shadow of Mordor, if you don't have it on PC, Steam sale going on this week.
Mm-hmm.
It is $4. We'll get you the entire.
Is that with all the DLC?
That's with all the DLC. $4.
Yeah, you can't argue with that.
No, $4 and you get the entire game. So why not do that? Let's go to the phones real quick and talk to... You're on in-game chat. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Hey, I was right. Yep. I should have put some money on it.
Nope.
Hey, Chris, how's it going, man?
Pretty good. How about y'all?
Not bad.
You know.
Same as usual, huh?
Yeah. What's new with you?
Oh, not much. Just waiting for Tuesday to start playing the Necro into Diablo.
Yeah, you guys are getting a new character in Diablo 3.
Yep.
The Necromancer?
Believe so.
Is that who it is? The Necromancer?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I don't know Diablo 3. I can just... All I know is from seeing news feeds and stuff like that on my RSS, my reader.
Wasn't Necromancer in Diablo 2?
I don't know.
Yeah, so that was the last time he was in 2.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, y'all talk some Diablo because I can't join that conversation.
That's how I beat Diablo 2. I played through as him. With a little bone spear.
Was he open at the beginning of Diablo 2? Was he available at the beginning of Diablo 2?
Yes, he was at the beginning.
Okay. So this is sort of a, hey, folks, nostalgia. Here's a character you loved from the first one, or the second one.
Yeah.
Throw it in there for you. Is that what that is?
Pretty much.
Okay.
It's pretty powerful.
I was going to say, what's the benefit of having the Necromancer?
Raise the dead.
Well, not his powers, but I'm saying, like, what is... Why is that exciting?
Well, you'd have to play the game.
That's not going to happen. You're going to have to figure out how to tell me.
Yeah, you'd have to play it and all. But, I mean, pretty much, you know, you raise skeletons and stuff to fight for, you know, and like in the second one, you know, you pretty much just stand back and let them do the work for you. But from what I've read, you can pretty much go toe-to-toe with different baddies and stuff, depending on how you set him up with your different skills in this one. So it looks like they've made him more powerful.
Okay. Well, that's good then. At least, you know, you guys are getting something. Destiny, or Destiny, Diablo 3, you know, getting some updates here that I don't think they've had in a while, so...
Mm-hmm. It's just a new way of playing the game, you know, the new character.
Yeah.
Which is always fun.
Now, I know you're waiting on Tuesday. Have you played anything since then? Are you playing anything right now to pass the time?
Actually, I've recently went to Walmart in the past and got the definitive edition or edition of the Dead Island and Riptide remake that was on PlayStation 4 and the other systems, and got it brand new for like $19.
No, that's okay. Not bad. I was watching a video of, here's the games that weren't at E3, and Dead Island 2 was the number 10 on that list of games that I remember. I was at the E3 when they revealed the trailer for Dead Island 2, and I actually played Dead Island 2 whenever they had during that E3, I actually got a chance to play Dead Island 2. Still haven't released the game. Also, when I was playing Dead Island 2, it was boring.
Did you ever do Dying Light?
I have Dying Light, and I did a little bit of it. I never really, again, it's not that they gave me open world stuff to do, but I never really opened up the map for me, you know? I never got to the part where it really became open world. You know, I got out to the safety zone where they had, like, a supply truck, and it was fenced in. So I got to that part, and once I got to there, I was like, okay, I'll play it again. Never went back. I have a bad habit of doing that stuff. Really bad habit. And Steam sales are part of that bad habit, because I see something for really cheap, and I'm like, I'm going to pick that up, and I'm going to play it for a little bit, and then I'm not going to touch it. So, yeah.
That's usually the way it goes with everything like this.
Yeah, well, Chris, we appreciate you calling, man.
All right, we'll see y'all later.
All right, buddy, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
So, Shadow of Mordor for you?
Shadow of Mordor is going to be for me. I'm going to be playing more of that, and what else did I want to jump back
into? I want to get back into that. I want to get back into Mad Max. But, you know, I'm not going to.
I tried Mad Max. I told you this last week. I got back into Mad Max, and I remembered one of the reasons that I stopped was because it was so repetitive. And a lot of the side quests are repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
And by side quests, I mean all the little things you can do on the map that aren't connected to story or missions. They're just places you can go and start doing something. But they're all very repetitive.
Okay.
Yeah. And... And I kind of got tired of doing that. I probably should just go through that's another one. Should probably just go through the story and start
beat it.
Stop messing with all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I should do. So, that E3 IGN was sponsored by Dead Island. It was the most annoying video commercial I've ever seen. Yeah, man. I did not like it at all. The trailer was whatever, but the game itself just bored me to no end.
You know, once Dying Light came out, I kind of enjoyed that more than Dead Island.
Yeah.
So.
Well, anyway, let's, you know, we didn't get a chance to talk about this, but we found out a lot of information about Destiny last week from E3.
Yep.
I really wish James could be here to talk about this too, because he sits on the side of, well, I mean, we're both kind of annoyed with it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know where I was going to go on PC or PS4. There's a lot of issues.
Yeah.
So Matt, you're gonna play Destiny 2. Are you, or I'm asking you?
Oh yeah.
Where are you gonna play it?
Starting off, most likely PS4.
Okay.
Because you know.
So let me back up and ask you.
Yeah.
If you feel like saying this, and you may not.
Yeah.
How much money did you spend on Destiny in its lifetime? And I don't mean expansions. I mean all that cosmetic crap.
Oh, I just bought one thing.
You only bought the dance?
Just that one dance.
Just that thriller dance? That's
yep,
the only
thing
you bought?
Just the thriller dance.
Okay. Because I was reading today...
I had some extra money on my PlayStation wallet, and I'm like, yeah, what the hey?
Yeah. I was reading today where the only thing that carries over from 1 to 2
mm-hmm.
is like the face stuff that you made for your character at the beginning of the very beginning of the game. You know, you checked to see if you checked off if your character was going to be male or female, human or exo or all that other stuff. All of those things are going to stay the same. They're going to carry over. But anything you bought from the Eververse store, none of that's carrying over. Your dances, your emotes, none of that's carrying over.
Yeah.
The money you spent, even the money, like if you had, I don't know, 1,000 silver left in your account, that's the money they use in Destiny to buy these stupid things. That does not carry over.
Yeah.
It gets reset to zero. All of it. That is so
terrible.
Horrible.
Yep.
I get that people can say, well, that's Destiny, or that's Bungie. They can do what they want. It's their game to do this with.
Yeah, true.
But... that's fine. You know, corporate companies are, it's their product. They're free to do what they want with it. But they have to understand, really have to understand what kind of message that sends to your player base.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that the player base totally understands all this yet. And maybe they do and they don't care. They're going to be there for two.
Yeah.
But this is horrible.
Yeah, so like basically the cosmetics at the beginning of character creation, when I'm just hitting random on the face, you know, aspect. Yeah, okay, that's going to keep. But, you know, actual money that you're spending, nah, spend it again. Because like some of those dances and emotes, I think they're time only. Like this 1 year or, you know, you can't.
Well, yeah, one of the things, you know. Even some of those loot boxes that you could buy from the Eververse.
Yeah.
Like this past Halloween, they had the Flaming Skull.
Yeah.
So that was a cosmetic thing that you got a chance. You couldn't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
It came in and came in one of the rolls whenever you bought one of the special packages.
Yeah.
So you might could have spent $50 just to get that thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to carry over.
Thanks for the money, chump.
Yeah, it's not going to carry over into Destiny 2.
I don't get it, personally.
That's a hard thing to understand.
Yeah.
Polygon had a really good article about this, which is odd for me to say for Polygon because I really don't care for some of their articles. But this was a guest writer who was writing about this, so maybe that says something about it. With the exception of Phil Kohler. I like Phil Kohler, but there's a lot of other people on that site that I can't stand their stories. Not to veer off again, I just really... Polygon has gotten more into writing clickbaity headlines and entertainment headlines.
Like BuzzFeed.
I see more in my feed. I see more entertainment news. Like the movie that released this week. Here's the end credits explanation. Here's the best part about this movie that
what,
just came.
Post credit sequence on, you know, this movie. Or...
It's like I got a movie section. I got my own movie thing. They can do that if they want to. I just wish there was a way to separate up that into my feed where it's like just give me game news. I don't want any other stuff. That's all. So anyway, back to what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about how WoW has never changed. You know. WoW's been around forever, and they don't have a WoW 2, World of Warcraft we're talking about here.
They just add on to it.
They add on to it, and they give the players...
an ever-changing world.
They give the players some options cosmetically, how they want their characters to look, because when they started, they don't look what they look like now. It's changed. League of Legends is another one that they pointed out, where things are going to... that players who spend a lot on their rune system, which is what's going to get kind of a makeover pretty soon... The people who spent, I think, a certain amount of money or whatever are going to be compensated for that in some way. Don't know what it's going to be. But Bungie, as far as I know, has no plans to change any of this. They have no plans to compensate anyone. They have no plans to make up for it. The last thing they talked about was, if you did some of our moments of triumphs, you'll get an emblem in the next game, you know, to represent you did these things.
Woo.
I know, an emblem. give me a sparrow, or what, sparrows? That was a sparrow racing. Give me a sparrow that's kind of neat or something that signifies that.
Or
give me
awesome. How about like a pet that follows you around, like one of those wolves?
They'll probably do a pet, trust me. I bet we're getting pets, because a lot of people wanted pets.
Oh, well, yeah.
I bet we'll be getting pets at some point down the line. It'll be for a cost.
Oh, I'm sure everything is. But like, yeah, an attack wolf. I want that.
The other thing about that is you're not earning your player's trust. So it's kind of like they just got slapped in the face, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of go back to it, and they're a little bit hesitant because they might get slapped again. So do they buy your stuff knowing that when Destiny 3 comes out, they might lose it all again? How... I feel like they will. There's going to be suckers born every minute. They're going to be buying that stuff. But I just don't understand how you don't either make up for it or make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make it happen so all the stuff comes over, or make up for it. You know, if you technically can't make that happen, make up for it in some way.
Yeah.
You know, if those of you who bought this, you'll get this. Or those of you who spent this much money, we're going to give you a bonus in silver when you start the game.
So you could, recollect or
catch back up or something like that. I don't know.
You've seen plenty of people in their dances and emotes and all that stuff.
Oh, look at Medusa's mirror. She says she never thought any of that stuff would ever carry over. Sarah, if you could, if you feel like telling us how much you've spent on emotes and dances and stuff,
I bet zero. I don't think
Destiny.
She would have.
Probably. I'm going to go with
I'm
zero
gonna
as well.
Nothing.
Yeah. I'm curious though, because I would love to talk to somebody who spent a significant amount of that and said, "How do you feel about this?" I can't find anybody who's done that.
I can't find anyone that admits to doing that.
Or admits to it. Yes. But I am curious about it to see.
Yeah, I totally admit that I did the Thriller dance.
See? Yeah, zero. She spent zero. I'm curious how she would feel if she had spent something like 50, 75, 100 bucks on that stuff, which I know sounds ridiculous to those of us who didn't spend any money on that, but there are people that exist who do that.
Yeah, the in-app purchases for some of these mobile games, there's people that spend several hundreds of dollars.
But they're gonna keep playing that, you know. Yeah. And I don't want to.
That's kind of different.
But yeah, I don't want to relate it to that, but this is something that should have carried over. And this is before we even get into the fact that they're delaying the PC release by 7 weeks from the console version. That is something that we're going to get into when we come back. So we're going to go to break here, and then when we come back, we'll talk about more Destiny is what we'll do. We got music here from Mafia 2.
Okay.
Not 3, but Mafia 2.
I have it. I still didn't do much in it.
It's the main theme from the game, so we're gonna play that out, and then when we come back, we'll talk more about Destiny. Look for your phone calls, 334-272-9228. We got these loot crate boxes to open up. It's all coming up here on In-Game Chat. We'll be right back. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. I'm Scott, along with Matt. This is music from a new game that came out this week called Get Even.
Okay.
Reascending the Tower is the name of this track. So, sounds like it might be a suspenseful, scary game type thing. I don't know.
Sure, let's go with that.
Yeah. Again, tried to find new games that have been released this week. That's where I pulled the music from.
Man, October is going to be like slam-packed with new music.
Well, that's good, because then I can just, you know, I'll use 7 cuts for the one episode, you know, just keep going through it, so. That's fine. I don't mind having a backup of new game music to use. But I haven't played this, though. I'm curious about it. Anyway. All right, welcome back. And going back to the Destiny stuff, like I said, we also found out that, you know, it was really weird because I was watching one of the press conferences.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching it on YouTube's channel. So whenever the press conference was done, they went back to Jeff Keighley and they were talking to guests and stuff like that. And we've got this in G-Talk, wherever it is, because Jeff's talking to some other guy from press. It was some press guy there, whatever. It wasn't a developer. It wasn't a studio head. It wasn't anybody like that. It was just some journalist of some kind. And I'm guessing it had to have been after Sony's because they talked about they were talking about Destiny and Sony was the only one that had Destiny to show off.
Yeah.
So Jeff says something like, hey, we saw a little bit of Destiny there. And the guy said, yeah, that was nice to see. And he brought up the PC thing. And he said, yeah, I don't think the PC's coming out for like, what? It's like a month out after the release.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time I'd ever heard anything about it. And I sent you guys a message. I was like, this dude on TV just said, he said it was a month out. And Jeff said, and Jeff specifically said after he said this, he said they haven't announced anything. But this guy said it with such conviction. It was a sense of somebody had told him, you know.
Not necessarily speculation on his part.
Yeah, somebody had told him.
In the know.
And he was remembering. It was like, when's that coming out? Like, it's like they've said it's going to be like a month, right? And Jeff was like, they haven't said anything.
I
don't think Jeff knew either at the time. And then it came out that, yeah, October, again, October, for PC, the PC release is going to be 7 weeks away. When James was on the show and we were talking about Destiny, that's how bad we are with predictions. We thought $500 to release a brand new console was a bad number. You know? We're like, they can't do that. They can't.
No way
they
would. No.
You know?
Oh, yep, sure enough.
$450, but they can't do $500, and they can't go over it. $500.
Yeah.
And sure enough, they hit $500.
No way they could come up with a stupider name. Oh, wait, no, they did.
Yeah, and then, we didn't, you know, we never even speculated on the name. We never speculated on the name. Scorpio seemed like a perfectly fine name.
Yeah. I would have kept that one.
So then we were speculating on Destiny's PC release.
Yeah.
And we were thinking,
like, a week?
Well, we said, like, it can't
either
be a month.
Yeah, day and date. You know.
Maybe a week.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But if you
pushing.
But if you go a month out or longer,
you're just hurting.
Oh, God.
Yep.
We just thought that can't be. They can't. And sure enough, 7 weeks.
We are bad at the speculation game.
Horrible. 7 weeks after this game releases on console, they're going to put it on PC. PC's got some great stuff going for it. It's got an unlocked frame rate, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But 60 frames per second. It's got
mouse and keyboard
support, obviously.
Yeah.
The resolution is fantastic because you can go up to 4K on it. Consoles are locked at 30 frames per second. It doesn't even matter if you're on the Xbox One X. It doesn't matter if you're on a PS4 Pro.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting locked at 30 frames per second, specifically because of the multiplayer, because of the Crucible. They can't give somebody else a higher frame rate who's going to be, and then somebody else who's got a lower frame rate that doesn't balance out. Which is odd because they don't seem to care about that on the PC side of things.
Yeah.
From what I understand. I don't necessarily know. I haven't looked into more like, do they restrict, you know, I don't know. I don't know how the PC Crucible side of things is going to work, but I know that on console, they're locked at 30 frames per second, which is fine. We've been playing 30 frames per second since Destiny came out 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But to see this thing, and I've watched a video, to see this thing run 60 frames per second, 1440p,
my
God, it's amazing. It's still tempting to me, and I'm probably going to get both.
Yeah.
I'm still upset about it, though, because, and they have stated that there will be no cross-character save. There will not be a progress on one of the consoles, and then you can
carry your
save over to the PC. That's not going to happen either. So I'm going to put in 7 weeks of work on a PS4 and then start all over again on a PC That's, I'm having a problem with that.
Yeah, you're not the only one. Because
I'm really having a problem with that.
I'm sure a lot of us want to play it on the PC. But to what expense? You know?
I don't know. Bugs me. Mm-hmm. It bugs me. I feel like I'm going to do both, but 7 weeks into Destiny 2, I may not. 7 weeks into Destiny 2, I may be like, I'll stick here. I'm going to stay on the console. You know, I'm just going to play it here.
I've gotten this much progress into it. My character's this far, already this far.
I know. That's my...
I've got all these dances.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. That just seems so...
That is, if it actually does release on time on the PC.
I wish they would have delayed the console release to meet up with the PC.
To meet up with the PC?
You know?
That would have been...
Why such a gigantic... Or at least move... Something to limit that gap from being 7 weeks difference.
Mm-hmm.
Narrow it down to 2. 2 I could have done, man. I could have red boxed it if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Just to play a little bit.
Get your fill.
You know? Or not played it at all. 2 I could have done.
Yeah.
But 7 weeks out?
There's too much advancement that if you wait until the PC, too many people are going to, you know, I feel, gone further ahead.
That's a valid point, but it's not even the main one.
Yeah.
The main one is that this release is October 27th. I can give you a list of 4 other games that I want to play coming out on that day alone.
Yeah, not even that month.
Not to mention everything that releases before then
and after.
Or in between the console release and the PC release.
Yeah.
So, September 6th or whenever the console hits, I'm good for playing me some Destiny. I got nothing else going on. October hits... There's a couple of things that are going
to
be
starting
drawing
to get your
my attention.
Attention.
October 27th hits.
Odyssey?
There's Super Mario Odyssey. Mm-hmm. There is Wolfenstein 2.
See that alone right there.
There is Assassin's Creed Origins.
Yeah.
There is...
Eventually.
Evil Within 2, which I'm not playing, but there's
yeah,
the game.
That I'm sure. I'm hoping someone will play it.
Yeah. There is a massive amount of games coming out on October 27th that is going to... Eat up my... And then Destiny on PC
mm-hmm.
as well. I'm looking at a chart here that I'm going to highlight just these. And then I'm going to go to August, September. All right. September... Let's see what we get. September 6th, we get Destiny 2. September 15th, we get the Dishonored expansion standalone thing. September 29th, we get Cuphead.
Finally.
So there's 2 games that are coming out after Destiny 2's release so far that are kind of on my radar there.
Yeah.
Let's go to October. Forza 7, I don't care about. Middle Earth, Shadow of War. That's on the 10th.
Yeah.
Evil Within 2 is on the 13th. South Park is on the 17th.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Yep.
I'm definitely going to get that.
And then... Oh wow, they don't have Switch games on here. That's interesting. Let me just uncheck all of these and see what happens. Okay. Yeah, Assassin's Creed Origins, Super Mario Odyssey, the New Colossus.
Yep.
That is all on the 27th.
New Colossus alone.
When does... Whoa, wait a second here. Huh? Where's Call of Duty? I don't see Call of Duty on here.
Hmm.
When does that get released? That's November, or is it? That's in November, right?
I thought it was.
I don't see it anywhere on this list. Obviously, I'm not looking at the right list.
November 7th is what Lethal Migraine's saying.
Yeah. I don't have anything like that on here. Let's see. If I mark PlayStation 4, if I mark Xbox One. From our PC. Yeah, no, nothing coming up for that. Battlefront 2 is on the 17th.
Ace Combat 7?
That is... You know, I probably would have saw that. I would have said that if I'd seen it.
I thought that was November.
I'm looking
for some reason.
Well, if they didn't have Call of Duty, I have no idea if they're going to have Ace Combat 7 on here.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing it. I probably need to find a better
list.
a better list. I'm looking at something called, I don't know, it was something that Nate gave us a long time ago, and it was called Playdate.
Okay.
And it's a nice little calendar that does all these things, but it's obviously leaving out a few things here, so that's interesting that they don't have that. This thing hasn't been updated since, I don't know, maybe last year or something. So,
okay.
I'm not really trusting it here. But those are confirmed though. But
yeah, Ace Combat 7's one I'm definitely, you know, that.
You're really interested in that?
Yes, I love the Ace Combat.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
I'm a huge fan. Yes.
Didn't mean to hit a nerve.
Yes. I am a huge fan of the Ace Combat series. You know, I have six. I have Steel.
Medusa's Mirror. Ace Combat 7 is delayed to 2018.
No! I got on my PSP, my Vita. Yeah, I like it. It's a fun, arcadey air combat.
I think I played Ace Combat 4 or 5.
Okay.
The one that came out on the 360 that came with a stick and stuff.
Yeah, I got that. I had the stick.
What was that? Is that 4?
No. I thought that was 6.
Really?
I thought so.
They haven't made another Ace Combat game since that game?
They did, but it was the realistic Ace Combat. Well, I say realistic, but the one set in our world instead of the fictional world of, you know, wherever.
What was the name of that game? Was it Ace Combat 6 Our World Edition or something?
Yeah, I think it was.
I'm just saying, what was in between 6 and 7?
Yeah, Steel... Assault? No.
Oh, you're going to make me look this up, aren't you?
I know.
God.
Where's RJ? Hey, RJ.
I know. He usually jumps in this thing.
He'd probably, you know, give me that look of like, you should know this.
Yeah, you should.
I've been out in the sun all day.
All right, let's see. Ace Combat. PlayStation 2. Ace Combat 6, Fires of Liberation. Yeah.
Yep.
Then there was an iPhone game. Then there was a PlayStation Portable game. And then there was Ace Combat Assault Horizon.
Assault Horizon, that's it. That's what I was thinking of.
That must have been the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's the one where, you know, they bleed oil, you know.
This is the first game of the series to feature stereoscopic 3D graphics. It revisits the country of USEA, USI, I guess, I don't know, and brings back the boss from the final mission of Ace Combat 2 with a new name. Oh, wait, that's the Legacy. I'm sorry. This is Ace Combat Assault Horizon for the consoles was the first multi-platform game of the series and the first home console game featuring combat with other aircraft besides airplanes. Like Joint Assault,
it is
also...
helicopter.
Like Joint Assault, it is also set in the real world.
Yep.
So, yeah. Yep, okay. Fires of Liberation, I think, is the one that I played.
Yeah. So.
All right. Just wanted to look that up.
But, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to Ace Combat 7. I got a flight stick and everything ready for my PS4. I'm going to be borrowing your...
It's got VR support, doesn't it?
Yes.
Or do we know that?
It does.
Do we know that for sure?
Yes. Okay. They advertised it in the video. So I'll be borrowing heavily your PSVR. You just don't know it yet.
Nate still has mine, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
He was on the show that time you were out. He was on the show.
And you let him...
And he went to, you know, he went to our that little... place we go to eat after the show sometimes. I don't want to give him a free plug, but that place we go to eat after the show sometimes, down by where I live.
Yes.
And so he was there, and I was like, hey, hang out there for a second. I'm going to bring you the PSVR. Play it. The next time you come on the show, you can bring it back.
Yeah. Two years later.
I thought he'd be back since then, but he hasn't. He didn't even mention it. I sent him a message on GChat, and he hasn't even responded to that.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about with the VR. Mine now, sucker.
But no, I agree. Like the going back to our original topic here, the fact that Destiny is releasing 7 weeks after it releases on PC after it releases on console is ridiculous. And I give you the example of all those games that are going to be there to play that are going to be drawing our attention, and they're not only drawing our attention, they're drawing the attention of everybody else who is potentially wanting to do this too. You know, PC players also want to play those other games, so that's in the way. They have a brick wall in front of them of other games that are available.
Really good titles.
Before and after.
Yep.
And they're putting that there. September was a fantastic release date if they could have gotten it in there, because there wasn't much around that could distract them. But for your PC-only people, and we've talked about this, you've got your console players, you've got your PC players, and then you got your console and PC players.
Mm-hmm.
Your console players are going to be on the consoles regardless. Your PC players are going to be on the PC regardless. However, they've got other options because of these games that are coming out, because it's releasing at such a later date. If it had come out in September, I think you would have a bigger uptick of PC players.
Yeah.
But it's not there. And then you've got your console and PC people who can go both ways, like us.
Yes.
We can go either way on this. So what do we do? Well, we're in the same boat as the PC-only people of having a lot to play, but we're also in the same boat of the console people as having not much to play around that time, and it's out here.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the zeitgeist, you know? It's being talked about.
Yeah.
Websites are doing nothing but coverage on this thing. It's being talked about, so we're constantly being bombarded with news about the game and stories about the game, and so we kind of want to dive in there and do that. And I don't know. I just think it's a horrible idea. I think it's a horrible, horrible idea.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't like it. I wish they could have moved. There's no stopping it now. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any?
Wherever I'm going to go, whichever way you guys go. You know.
I'm not dependent on you guys.
You're not, but I am. I mean, that's,
I hate to say that.
You have more people to play with, but I mean, like, you know, if you guys go a certain way, then I definitely want to go that way.
That sounds a little heartless, I understand.
No, I didn't think so.
But I was left by you guys a long time ago.
Yeah, I know.
And was still playing the game. I didn't feel bad about it or anything, but I was trying to find people to play with, and I found that through Reddit,
mm-hmm.
and the Destiny LFG website and that sort of thing. I found some great people to take me through a lot of that in-game content and the new content that they added. And I didn't feel alone playing on the consoles,
yeah.
You know? So it didn't really bother me. So now it's, and I think I'm going to have the same, I'm going to have that same support, mm-hmm. whichever way I go. I think the PC will have that support too. But then it becomes a question of, do I want to play the game in bed? Do I want to play it sitting in the chair in front of my computer? Do I want to play it 60 frames per second? Do I want to play it with a mouse and keyboard? There's going to be a lot of factors in
all
there.
All the above.
Do I want to concurrently play both? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do I want to make progress in the console version
then
and also jump over and
computer,
make progress in the?
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily mean whatever I do in the PC in the console I need to do in the PC sense. It's just, you know, I'll have some free time. Well, let me bump up my character on this platform, and then weeks later, I got some free time. Well, let me jump on this platform and bump up my character a little bit. I don't know. It seems like I'm doing double the work, and I don't know that. No, I don't know that I want to do that.
Yeah.
I really don't know if I want to do that or not. And I am still, I have no idea which way I want to go. I really don't.
I hear you.
We're coming up on a break here. I wanted to talk about another game that I'd played just before we go to this break. When we come back, we're going to open up these loot crates. It was something I backed on Kickstarter that I had totally forgotten about. I've been getting updates. You know how you get updates from Kickstarter? It's like, hey, they've updated this.
Yeah.
And I was just, I really don't pay attention to much of them unless they get canceled. But I don't pay attention to them because I'm just waiting for your product to release.
Yes.
I've stopped with the, let me give you a bunch of money to get all your goodies.
Mm-hmm.
I've just like, let me get you the bare minimum so that I can get your product.
Kevin's like, hey, $25 more and you could play Battletech beta. I'm like, or I could just wait. For the game.
Yeah. So I pitched in on this game called The House of Da Vinci.
Okay.
And I want to say...
Puzzle
that,
game?
Yeah. I want to say Nate was the one that turned me on to it.
Okay.
It was like, showed me, it's like, hey, this Kickstarter you should look at. Somebody did, and I want to say it was Nate, but it had a very... The Room.
Mm.
You know The Room?
Yes.
I love The Room. Fireproof yes. games. We've had them on the show.
Yes.
Love that game. So they finally, I think it was Friday, they sent me the code, and I downloaded it, and I played a little bit of it this morning.
Early access?
No, no. It's an app, though. It's
okay.
Not it's not PC game. It's an app. At least I think.
I don't know.
It may have been one of those where we're releasing on these different platforms, but I'm playing it on my iPad, and it does, I haven't played too much, but it does have qualities of The Room.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a little eye thing that you look through to see stuff.
Oh,
that's
the
hidden.
Hidden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Little
I do like that.
I need
to play the third.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. The Room 2, by the way, is on sale on PC during the Steam sale right now.
Okay.
It's $1.50, I think. The room is, I think, $1.
Yeah.
So if you don't have that on PC or anything, so. Anyway, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to open up these loot crates, and we'll talk about, I don't know, what else did I have in the news here? I had some other stuff here to go
there's
over.
There's always other stuff I forget.
All those Sega games got released on mobile devices. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Like, from every, and that'd be a great thing to talk to RJ about.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? We did find some more information about Crackdown 3, about the destruction of that. It
or
is,
lack of.
It is related to multiplayer only. I'll put them on hold.
Okay.
Yeah, I got them. We'll get them on hold. Let's see.
Come right back to you.
Anthem is a 10-year project.
Okay.
A lot like Destiny was.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that works out for them. And we got more stuff to go over. So we'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. If you want to get your calls in, you can. 334-272-9228 is the number. Again, here is music going back a bit.
All right. This is going to make me excited, too.
Dr. Mario?
Oh, well. Yay.
Okay. We'll be back with more of In-Game. It's nothing like... It's Parappa the Rapper.
Yay!
Squee! It was just this loud squee. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. Got a few, another final segment here. This is from a new game that released this week.
All right.
This is the main theme, but it's from a game called Nex Machina.
Okay.
I don't know anything about it, but based solely on this theme.
It's a good theme.
I want to play it.
Yeah. Sounds futuristic.
It's like 5 minutes long. We're going to play the whole thing. But whatever it is, I want to play. It's Nex Machina. I'm curious if it's... I think it just released, so... It may not have a sale. It says save 20%, so... That's $15. That's a nice little trailer I'm watching here. Oh, that's from the... Oh, I did play this. I feel stupid. This was the game. This is the guys who made Rezogun. I played this a couple of weeks ago.
That's why it sounds familiar.
God. No, it doesn't sound familiar. I feel stupid.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. It's a cool game. Top down shoot. Yeah, look at that. I didn't know it was already out. That's fantastic. God, that's a good game.
So, real quick before we get to the loot.
Yeah, what's up?
All that booty.
Yeah.
Get anything on the Steam sale? What's going on right now?
No, I haven't picked up anything. The thing with Steam sales used to be awesome, right?
Yeah, but then I bought everything, and my library's so huge.
You used to have to...
And they keep on having them, like, you know, all the time.
Yeah, you used to have to... yeah, House Marquee, by the way, Lethal Migraine, that's what it was. It's House Marquee is the name of the developers who did Nex Machina. Fantastic. It's very Rezogun-ish, but you're on foot now, not flying a plane or piloting a ship or anything, but it works. So, the Steam sale, man, used to be a thing. It was like must-see TV back when that was a thing, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you got to watch your NBC Thursday nights,
you're
man.
You're looking at your, you know, your wish list and everything, and refreshing.
You had a thing, yeah. And like, you would tune in like every 8 hours to see what the new daily deals were, or the new flash deals were.
Yeah.
And then you turn in every 24 to see what the new daily deals would be, and you'd do votes and do all these things, and it was great.
There was metagames, and...
The sales used to be actually very, very...
Deep cut sales.
Yeah, 50% is now the new 75, you know? There used to be 75 to 90% off on some of these things, and it was amazing. They've stopped it. It's become horrible now.
And, again, my library got so big that, like, all the games that I, for the most part, wanted, I picked up.
There is that.
I could find elsewhere, or, like, even the games that, you know, I'm kind of looking at, like... Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Yeah.
It's, you know, down to $49. And I'm like, nope, not enough. That needs to come down more. Mm. You know? But, like, Mafia 3 is, like, you know, what, 19, 14, whatever? And I'm still like, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Now, it used to be an awesome thing, and now it's lacked awesomeness.
Yeah.
Some of the sales are still good. You can still find some deals.
But, like, the Shadow of Mordor, right? That's a great deal. I already got it.
That's 2 years old. It's a two-year-old game. Mafia 3 is up there right now for, like, $15.
Yeah.
Not a bad little price. Hitman is up there for $23.
Was it 20? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like $23, $22.
Yeah, I was talking with James about, like, how he needs to buy that. And he's like, if it was under 19.
If it had dropped a little bit more, I'm totally on. If I didn't already have it, because I bought it for $12.
Oh, yeah.
GameStop had that. Price
crazy deal
problem with that and Deus Ex.
Yeah.
And they were both for like $12 or $15, and I grabbed them both.
If I had like an extra $23 just to throw away, I'd buy it for them, but you know. Yeah. Oh well.
I'm probably going to pick Multile. Make sure your wish list is fully stocked, buddy, because Summer Santa's coming. I always try to do, he does a lot for us. And I always, he sent us an email, by the way.
Yeah.
I can't read it on the air, not because of the content, but because it's just really, really long, and I haven't looked over it, so I will.
I figured you didn't know how to read.
I mean, I don't know about the content, but I will look it over, so thank you, Multile, for sending that in. Let's go ahead and open up some loot crates, and then if we got some time, we'll hit some of these quick little things at the end of the show. I'm going to move this out of the way.
Yeah, you might want to.
Like, specifically far away. Here's our first box. It is Loot Pets, and it's got a hole in the box from something. Don't know what. So, Loot Pets I'm never really pleased with. I haven't been...
I mean, it's cute little dog stuff.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, do you have a dog?
I don't.
See, therefore. You know, like, if I'd give that to my dog.
Here's some shield sliders. They look like sausages.
See? My dog would like that.
I would like this if it was actually sausage. This looks really good. shield sliders
I'm sure
for
it's
the doggies.
Well, I don't get to see it.
Huh?
I don't get to see it.
You want
to
see dog food?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's usually
how
it
works. Here you go. Dog food. Matt wants to see dog food.
Oh, it's a little space doggy.
Hmm.
Beef treats for dogs.
This is something called Bark and Bite.
Bark and Bite?
Yeah. It's got a weird look.
Oh, it looks like... Well, it's a bark. Well, actually, it looks like an antler.
Yeah, I know. Here, you want to see that, too?
Actually, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, this is totally an antler.
This is awesome.
No shards, no sharp points.
What is this?
Chew toy your pup will stick with. Okay. See, it says stick with in quotations and bark and bite. Like, it's like supposed to be like a stick, you know, like bark on a tree. But that's...
This is just an empty water bottle inside Rocket.
Yeah, it's a little crunch. Yeah, crunch toy.
Yeah.
So when they bite in it, it crunches. Well,
there you go. There's the Rocket chew toy. That's all that is.
Yeah.
There you go. And that's it. That's your loot.
That's
your,
it?
That's it.
Three items.
Yeah. If they are to, if wow, they're, if that's... they ever get around to discontinuing any of these things, I think Loot Pets will be the first one.
First
to go.
One to go, yeah.
Because look at that, three items. That is it.
That's sad.
I don't know what Loot Pets is running for right now. I have no idea what the price on those are, but I don't know.
Yeah.
There's other companies who do these monthly dog box things.
Well, that was quick.
And probably, I think, do it a lot better than that.
Yeah.
Here's our loot crate. This is the old one. This was from last month. And you can see in the whole box, you probably can't see it on camera, the whole box got some perforated stuff.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
So the box apparently can be turned into something. Now, the pets was Guardians of the Galaxy focused, which again, this being last month's.
It probably is.
Kind of fits in with what this probably is. So let's take a look at what we get for Loot Crate. Was I right? I was absolutely right. This is a little skim, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. They're getting a little light on their loot.
Here is six colored pencils and a sharpener.
Yay.
There is nothing on the front of this to tell me that there is any kind of geeky stuff on it.
There's no theme to it, right?
No idea. This is really kind of...
I mean, if I were to...
Aww.
Wait.
It's Goonies.
Oh, okay. Too bad it's in the wrong size.
Yeah, I know. Trust me. Yeah. Trust me, I know.
You're the one that ordered them. Why didn't you get them in the right size?
Well, because I knew it wasn't going to be for me. I knew we were going to be giving these out.
But, you know, most average people, I would think, are, you know, at least extra large.
I don't know that they have. I don't know. Yeah, sure.
I didn't get to see it.
Yeah, you're gonna be putting these back in.
Yeah, I know. I got my job.
We got a Q-Fig with Rocket and Baby Groot.
The Goonies never say die. All right.
You really can't. I don't know how well you can see that, but
oh yeah,
looks better.
So are those kind of like the Pop Funko Pops?
I think so.
Things? You know, like those sort of vinyl figures.
I kind of like these better. The detail on these is much better.
It's a little smaller too. Not quite as round headed. All right.
Oh, look at this. Whoa, what is this? Wait a second. Hold on.
I don't know.
Hold up. Okay, this is a pen with Avatar.
Oh,
whatever, Airbender guy.
Yeah, Aang. That was a good show. Did you ever watch it?
This is a Destiny thing. It's a three-patch set. I don't know what's in there, but there's apparently patches.
All right. So you're going to get patches is what I'm
hearing. Yeah, you are.
Want me to open it?
I just figured out what this box turns into.
Okay.
A ghost.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right, that's cool. Well played, Loot Crate. You've redeemed yourself in the last minute.
It turns into a ghost from Destiny. This is great.
Do you want me to open up the patches and see what they are?
No. Okay. Don't worry about it. I'm not that big. Here's a Star Wars coloring book. You can't have it.
I didn't say I was going to have it. I was going to look at it.
Oh, Jesus. What? This is interesting. Here, you can color a bunch of R2-D2 heads. Just to show you what we've got here.
Actually, I would make them into a whole bunch of different astromechs.
That'll make me go cross-eyed. There you go.
30 image to inspire.
I guess that's what you'll use your colored pencils for.
I guess so. Inspire creativity, huh?
You want to put all this stuff back in the ghost box?
So, all right. I'm wondering, how good of coloring is that going to be? It's just Yoda heads, but it's like mostly black.
What if there's a storm? What if they put? Is there a page full of stormtroopers? Because you can't color those. They're already black and white.
You know what?
They're already colored in.
All right, so I've got to object to this. This is, finally, something with the Empire. This is very heavily Rebel slanted, and,
Don't nerd dive into this. It's a coloring book.
Oh. All right, so, Death Star, right? Ooh, it's gray.
Yeah, I see that.
A big ball of gray. all right. Yeah, this is a lot of Rebel stuff. And the cog is wrong. Okay. Yeah. Anyways.
You want to put all that stuff back in there?
I will put all that stuff away.
Into the ghost box. I kind of want to make my own ghost. By the way.
Well, don't you have a ghost?
It's still sealed.
All right. But you have one.
I do have one. However, if anybody's going to San Diego Comic-Con, could you please pick me up one of the Comic-Con exclusive ghosts Look at this. I'm still giving money to Destiny, and I just complained about them for 30 minutes. They've got a Ghost. It's an exclusive product from Mattel, I think, at Comic-Con. You can only get it at Comic-Con. I was going to place an order online and have somebody pick it up, but you can't do that.
Oh, of course not.
No, somebody, whoever's picking it up has to be the one that ordered it. Can you figure out how it goes? You got it?
Yeah, I got it. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, just, yeah, I'll put it over there. Here. Yeah, so. Medusa's Mirror. Welcome to the wide world of adult coloring books.
Yeah.
It's all about repetitive patterns to relax.
I guess so.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm moving the microphone there.
Yeah.
We busied the lines. If you guys are trying to call, I'm sorry. We had some people calling in who wanted to be...
childish?
Yeah, immature? Just really be immature.
Whatever. Kids.
Idiots. And so we just busied out the lines. So, yeah. So if you are trying to call, I do apologize. Just you can call back next week or something like that. Send us an email. Hey, do it. Send an email. We love getting emails because we don't get them anymore. Let's go over some of the news here. We had Destiny 2 stuff. We already talked about that. NBC Sports is doing a Rocket League tourney. NBC Sports All is right. going to do a Rocket League tournament. Sega Forever is the name of that thing that launched the...
All the
Sega games. Yeah, they're doing it in increments. It's not like it's all out there right now. They're just doing it in small increments each month. And you can play them for free. They're ad-based, but you can play them for free as long as you don't mind ads. And if you want to get rid of the ads, there's like a price you can pay and actually own it without ads. But apparently everything, nearly the entire catalog of Sega games are going to be released on your phone. And that's from the Dreamcast era, the Saturn era, the Genesis, the Mega Drive, all that stuff is going to be available for you. Twitch now is the sole, owns the rights for Blizzard tournaments, for streaming Blizzard tournaments.
All right.
Yep.
Good on Twitch.
That's a big deal for them.
Yep.
What else do we get? Anthem, we talked about, is a 10-year journey for EA. It starts at the launch of the game, which I guess is next year, probably the year after.
Mm-hmm.
Sony, who was big on let's not do cross-platform play, and they gave their excuse of we like to make sure that the environment that our players are in, that our customers are in, is controlled by us. We don't want them straying
into the wilds of
if they venture out beyond us, they could be succumbed to
all kinds of
That they're not already being succumbed to. You know what I'm saying? What is it that they'll be getting from other consoles from crossplay that they're not already getting from there? And I'm specifically mentioning or specifically talking about basically the people that called into the show a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Trolls, you know?
Yeah.
That's it. What are they getting from anywhere else that they're not already getting on PS4 or the PlayStation Network?
All right. We did a lot of, you know, Destiny, and running around, you have open mics and, you know,
area. I don't remember ever getting into anything that had any problems.
I don't remember. I have the amount of trolls on...
But that's Destiny.
PlayStation Network, and maybe it's, like you said, just Destiny. Yeah. You know, if you've... It's one thing if you're, you know, you buy a game...
We didn't do... No, wait a second. Let's go back. We didn't do a lot of open mics. We did parties.
We did. But still, in there, like, you know, a local area... You know, if you get within another player, you could still kind of hear people?
Only if you go through the game chat.
Okay.
Only if you go through the game chat. And no, you don't hear other people. That's only if they join your fire team.
Oh. Maybe that's why I had such a good experience.
So, yeah, there's no good examples here.
All right, yeah. When you don't actually listen to open mics, then, you know, yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. That's a good one. Psychosis 999. I'm sorry, I'm butchering your name, but if you're new to the show, you'll come to realize that's what I do.
Yeah, S is silent.
It's my job. Psychosis. Psychosis 999. I am horrible. Sorry. That was a big butcher right there.
That was a good one.
He says that Amazon probably made that happen, and he's exactly right. I forget that Amazon and Twitch, Amazon owns Twitch. So, exactly. That makes way more sense now. That you've reminded me that Amazon owns Twitch. You forget who owns what around here. So, yeah, I don't know. They've agreed to do it with, like, Disc Jam.
Mm-hmm.
They've agreed to do cross-platform play with Disc Jam for PC and PS4 users. They've also agreed to do it with Final Fantasy, I think, 14.
Yeah.
And there's one other game that they have cross-platform play on. I can't remember what it is. It's not Rocket League, but there's some other game. But there was this whole thing about Minecraft, because literally Minecraft is getting everybody involved.
Yeah.
PC, Xbox, Switch, everybody's involved.
Texas
mobile.
Instruments, mobile, you know, graphing calculators.
Yes, I'm not kidding. Mobile game people can now cross-play with console people and PC
people. I'm sure somewhere has an abacus that plays Minecraft.
It's amazing that they're able to do that, and then PS4 is like, nah, we kind of want to control our own environment because we don't know what they'll run into out there once they get beyond our gates.
I think
it's so hard.
I think that would be dependent upon game. I mean, maybe it's because I haven't played Minecraft, but I don't necessarily foresee the same amount of, you know, trolling in that game as you would, like, say, Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
It was terrible. It was horrid.
Don't forget Battlefield.
I didn't really, like I said, I mean, didn't really.
I'm just saying, it's another game that's highly. What about Battlefront, you never ran into anybody out there.
No, because Star Wars fans are awesome.
Sure.
He says with a straight face.
I'm not saying they're not.
Yes.
But Star Wars fans and gamers.
The Venn diagram.
I know,
is,
there's a Venn diagram somewhere.
It's almost like a complete circle.
That relates to this. So, and yeah, Tactus 59 says, reminder that Minecraft is owned by Microsoft. I get that. I understand that. But they're also bringing in Switch, and they're bringing in PC, which I know is, again, could be a Microsoft thing. But they opened the door for Sony to say, hey, come on in. And Sony's like, nah, we don't want to come in there.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know.
You said good day, so.
I want that to happen because maybe it'll open the door for Destiny, and then finally we can play with Medusa Mira, or Sarah.
Yeah.
We can start playing with her. I would love that. Yeah. Speaking of, just the people in the chat room there, we've got Lavos, Medusa's Mirror, Arioka, Drunk Degenerates, Joe Knight, Lethal Migraine, Moltile, Q Kane P, Psychosis 999. Thanks for that. Smacked Up Faux Show. And
oh, that's a good one.
I love it.
That's a good one.
Tactus 59 hanging out in the chat room with us. So thank you guys for watching on the stream there and participating in the chat room. So. What else do we have? All of the PS4 exclusives coming in 2018 will release in the first half of the year.
All right.
So that God of War, Days Gone.
Uncharted?
No. Uncharted comes in August.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. No. All the exclusives coming in 2018 are going to release in the first half of the year.
Okay.
Uncharted is not a game that's coming in 2018. It's coming in August.
Oh.
So that's... There's a lot at the E3 press conference we didn't get dates on.
Yeah,
we only got a year.
Spider-Man.
You know, 2018. Spider-Man is one that'll hit in the first half of 2018.
They'll be slinging into stores.
Yeah, Matt, go ahead.
Yeah.
What else you want to throw out there?
Sticking
its way to your heart. I don't know. What do you want?
Crawling into your console.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I sense it will be good.
So stupid.
Yep. And yet you keep on having me back.
God of War. Not next week. You know what? Don't show up next week.
Okay.
Don't come in here next week.
All right.
You take a week off and think about what you've done. You're going to a convention, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Are you going? You're going to do the dress-up thing?
Yeah, I will be dressed up in drag. I mean, not drag.
That's funny.
I will be stormtroopering it up. To which
I've never been to Magic City Con. You've been?
Small. Yeah, I went last year. It's small.
I get that it's small, but yeah.
Show everybody on the stream. I got a new wallet, and it's awesome. But bam! All right, there we go. The Stormtrooper wallet. I'm so happy for myself. Yeah, that's about the look I expect.
It's not coming next week. He's not going to be in here.
You'll see, got to get out of my system now.
You're gonna wonder what the show is next week because it'll just be me and RJ. So, let's see. What else was there? Atari is apparently making hardware. We don't know anything about that.
Oh, that's... when's the last time they did that? Well, the Jaguar?
Was it the Jaguar?
Or the Lynx? I don't know.
No, it was Jaguar.
The Jaguar, yeah.
It was the Jaguar.
That was a bad call on them.
I wonder how much that cost when it opened up, when it started.
Oh, the Jaguar?
Yeah.
I think it was expensive.
By the way, sure, there's no relation that all of these really expensive consoles died
super early. Yeah.
The 3DO.
Mm-hmm. Philips CDI.
The CDI. The Jaguar.
Yeah. Jaguar.
Yeah, so they were pricey and they all died. Sega Forever, we talked about that. Destiny 2. Yeah, I think we're good. I think we're covered here. So no, you're not on the phone, man. The lines are busy. You're not on the phone.
I don't know which phone he's on.
Yeah, I have no idea. Dude in the chat room's like, "I'm on the phone." No, you're not. There is nobody calling. We have busied out the lines literally. You cannot call in. I want to thank everybody for joining us in the chat room, as well as everybody listening on the stream and on the radio as well. I want to thank everybody who grabs us each week from iTunes or wherever you get our show for later use. Thank you, Chris, for calling in. Thank you, Moltal, for writing in.
Mm-hmm.
The guys that were calling, trying to get on the air.
You know what? Sure.
Good attempt.
Yeah.
But we can't do that. And even if you did, by the way, even if you did get on the air, we have a thing that would dump you the minute you try and
much like your girlfriend in high school.
The minute you try anything shady or whatever, it dumps it, man. You can't. This is real live radio. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
It won't happen. I know you want it to happen really bad, but we have ways of that not happening. So
yeah, stop trying to have Fletch happen.
I don't mind you calling, man, and yeah. I would love to actually have a conversation with you about whatever it is that you want to talk about relating to games, but not what you were trying to do. And so it's just not going to happen. It's not. You know, if you want to be mature about it and actually call and you know,
have a conversation,
provide to the discussion,
please
by
do.
All means, we want that to happen. So anyway, we really appreciate everybody who does listen and who does call in. Go to ingamechat.net, and you can join us on Twitter. You can join us on Facebook, our forums at colonyofgamers.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. You're watching us on Twitch. Why not subscribe there? We appreciate it. We're not asking you to send us money.
You may not be.
Oh, well, I'm not. There's no, like, subscribe and you'll get the... We don't have... There's none of that in place. We just hope you enjoy the show and what we do. We've got a Steam group you can join up with. We've got a PS4 group you can join up with. We've got an Xbox One group you can join up with. There's plenty of places to find us and play games with us and other listeners that we've got as well. So
yep.
I want to thank everybody so much. You guys have a great week, and we will see you next Saturday. We go out here on another game that I think has been out for a while, but mm-hmm. It was just released, I think, on the Switch or something like that. It's Cave Story.
Okay.
Ever,
yeah, I think it's an older one.
It is an older one. So we go out on Cave Story. You guys have a great week. We'll see you next Saturday. Thanks for watching and listening.